News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. A body found in Vilas County on Friday was identified over the weekend. It's a missing Saner woman, as we hear from WSAU's Raymond Newpert.
Police have identified the body as that of 55-year-old Sandra Schinke. She was last seen April of 2012 walking along County Highway N east of Saner. Vilas County officials, the State Patrol, and DNR wardens searched the area and found those remains. The case remains under investigation. No cause of death has been reported. Raymond Newpert, WSAU News.
There was a fatal hunting accident in western Marathon County on Sunday. This happened around 10 a.m. in the woods near Hamburg. The DNR and sheriff's deputies responded. The hunter did not survive. Next of kin was still being notified late yesterday, so more information, including the victim's name, will be released later today. This is the second time a hunter has been shot during this year's squirrel season. Back on September 15th, a hunter was shot in the abdomen in the woods near Kronenwetter. He survived his injuries after being rushed to Wausau Aspirus Hospital. The deadly siege at a mall in Nairobi, Kenya continues. Let's get an update on that situation from Fox News reporter Marianne Rafferty.
A tense situation unfolding outside a mall in Nairobi, Kenya. Over the weekend, a group of armed men stormed the upscale shopping mall, killing civilians and taking hostages. Military forces were deployed to the building, and despite gunshots ringing out this morning, officials say they have things secure. Somalia's Al-Qaeda-linked rebel group has claimed responsibility for the attack. The rebels say it's in return for Kenyan forces' 2011 push into neighboring Somalia. Five Americans are among the scores of people injured in the attack. U.S. officials say there have not been any reports of American deaths. Marianne Rafferty, Fox News.
Marathon County Sheriff's deputies were involved in a high-speed chase Sunday, and three people are now in custody. The incident happened when deputies saw a suspicious vehicle in Weston. The car was linked to a home break-in in Portage County. As deputies approached, the driver sped off through Rothschild. The chase ended when the car hit another vehicle on Highway Q in Ringle. Three people got out and fled on foot. The driver was caught right away. Two others were eventually tracked down in the woods. The suspects' names will be released when they appear in Marathon County Court later today. President Obama was again consoler-in-chief when he spoke yesterday about the impact of yet another deadly mass shooting. Speaking at a memorial service for victims of the Washington Navy Yard rampage, the president said it's an act of senseless, unspeakable violence. He also said he will push for better gun control laws. Wisconsin Congressman Tom Petri is joining more than 100 other House members in a push to have the tragic shootings at Fort Hood declared an act of terrorism. Currently, they're classified as workplace violence incidents. And Petri says this is a tragedy that still looms for many.
The perpetrator of the event thought he was and said he was engaging in a terrorist attack, and that came out very clearly at the trial. And the legislation is designed to address a wrong, and I'm hopeful that it will be considered in the House of Representatives in short order.
The 2009 attack claimed the lives of 13 people, including two from Wisconsin, Sergeant Amy Krueger and Captain Russell Seeger. A terrorism declaration would allow the victims to receive medals and qualify for their families for additional benefits. Now it's time for our Newsline 9 forecast. Let's say good morning to meteorologist Justin Lowe.
It looks like nice weather on the way for this Monday. Mostly sunny skies with a high of 67. A southeast wind around 10 to 15 miles an hour. For tonight, mainly clear with a low down to 46. Not quite as cold as the last couple of nights. And then for Tuesday, mostly sunny, a little warmer, a high around 70. Some great fall weather on Wednesday as well. Mostly sunny with a high of 71. And warmer yet for Thursday, a high of 74. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
It felt like fall over the weekend, and it again feels like fall has arrived this morning. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.